This is Racing HQ. Time to go to Japan here on Sky Sports Radio and catch up with our good friend Robin Trevor Jones from the stable of Ed Dunlop. Morning to you, Robin.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well, mate. Good to chat with you. And how are things with trip to Paris there, ready for Sunday?
He's come out of Australia really well, to be honest. He shipped to Japan about 2 weeks ago, and he's done everything right since. He did a bit of work yesterday. He's done everything as we've asked him. We're quite happy with him, and we've got a little bit of confidence, you know. We know the Japan Cup is normally a very tough race. It doesn't look as hard this year. There are a couple in there that look very good, but, you know, if we could run into a place here, that would be a massive run.
Tommy, we had Tommy Berry on yesterday, and he was mentioning maybe not as strong as the past. Maybe there's a couple of three-year-olds that we've got to watch out for.
Yeah, there's a filly called Mickey Queen, but she's only ever run against her own age group and her own sex. So that's a big jump for her as well to take on older horses. She might be good enough, look, and she's got to be respected because what she did at three was pretty good.
Yeah, obviously, and for the connections to place her into Japan Cup. You mentioned the work yesterday. You've just been doing what you were doing at Werribee, just consistently bringing the horse up for this race?
Hey, basically, we knew, or I know what the Japanese quarantine facility is like, and we're sort of tied to as much work as we can do. Now, Paul Downs put 10 mil of irrigation on before we left Werribee on the Monday so we could have a gallop. So we galloped on the Monday before Australia, had a few quiet days in when he got to Australia, and then we've just built him up again. Yeah. And yes, we did a little bit more yesterday, probably not as much as we'd have done in Australia because we'd have done it earlier. Yeah. It was Thursday yesterday and race is Sunday, so we didn't want to really flatten him. But looking at him now, he's trying to jump and kick around the stable yard, so he seems in good form.
Robin, you mentioned the Japan quarantine. Are you able to, you mentioned you tried to do as much work as possible. What are the facilities like there for you?
Well, look, the stable facilities and the quarantine area itself is beautiful. But the track itself is a cinder track. And English horses just find it very difficult to use as it can get, well, the horse's feet go straight through to a hard base.
Yep.
And I can't afford to get this horse sore before he runs.
No, I understand. What's the weather like? How, I guess, firm is the track going to be, the prospect of that on Sunday?
Well, look, we had about 24 hours of rain Wednesday night come Thursday, which, in fact, the track, I walk the track as I always do.
Yeah.
One side of the track from the middle to the stand side, the middle to the stand side is good ground and probably rode it even softer than that yesterday. But then the middle to the racing line up the inside is still pretty firm.
Okay. You've learned in the past that this track can get pretty firm.
Tokyo in this time of the year is not normally as bad as the tracks in Kyoto in the spring.
Right.
That does get very firm. But now it's usable. I'm sure he'll be all right on it.
Yeah, that's good. Barrier 2, how's the reaction to that, given it's a reasonably sized field? So how do you see drawing inside?
Look, I spoke to Tommy about this, and they don't race as tight normally in Japan as they would in Australia and other countries.
Yep.
So drawing two is probably quite favourable. I spoke to him last night and I suggested and hoped he'd agree that it's probably a good idea to ride him the same way as we did at Caulfield.
Just ride him back in, try and get that nice cuddle and produce at the right time.
That's exactly right, yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Well, we know how good you guys are travelling horses around the world. They always perform well where you go for Ed Dunlop. You've got the knack of working it out, mate. So we wish you the best. A lot of people back here will be cheering for obvious reasons with trip to Paris. We hope he can really do the right thing for you, mate.
Thanks, Andrew. And just before I go, thank you very much to all the Australian people for being so kind about Red Caddo. It has been very touching. We're all very upset. And they've been fantastic.
I know you didn't want to say a lot, so I didn't want to prompt it, but I think many of our listeners can hear what you think, and we know what you knew of and how friendly he was to you, mate. Our thoughts are with you. Good luck on Sunday.
Thanks, Andrew.
Robin Trevor Jones, who travels with the horses for Ed Dunlop, and the Japan Cup's the big race for Tommy Berry and Ed Dunlop Stable on Sunday afternoon. John O'Shea's now joining us from Godolphin. Morning to you, John.
Morning, Andrew.
Looking forward to it somewhat, coming back to the races tomorrow. What's the expectation first up, John?
Oh, he's had a nice barrier and he's done plenty of work. He didn't have a lot of time off from the spring, obviously a little setback, so we just pulled up stumps. And but it was, you know, too long to leave him in the paddock, Andrew. So we decided to give him a short prep during the summer with a view to running in the Villiers.
You mentioned a little hiccup. I'm trying to find my notes because I asked you off air earlier in the week. Was it a virus?
Yeah, it's a little virus. So, but he, you know, freshened up good just a couple of weeks in the paddock, and he seems to have come back nicely.
Okay. You've drawn really well tomorrow. You know, there's some nice ones there. Do you think he can win it first up at 1,500?
Oh, look, you know, obviously we haven't had the horse very long. You know, we've only had him for four starts.
Yeah.
Whether he would be more appreciative of a bit of cut in the ground probably makes a bit of sense. But in terms of the preparation he's had for the race, he's ready to run well.
Yeah, okay. Let's talk about a few of the others. Gisoni is one that I guess we're all looking forward to seeing again after its win at Warwick Farm. How's the horse done since then?
Yeah, she made a nice improvement, Andrew, and I think she'll appreciate getting on the big wide open surfaces of Rose Hill, and she's quite a big filly herself, and just let her burn around. and you know, the other day we had to use her a little bit out the gate, so on Saturday she'll have the opportunity just to be a bit more patient on her. I think she'll race a bit better that way as well. So she's a progressive filly, and we're really happy with her.
So from barrier two, you'd expect her to be sort of somewhere midfield is your preferred option?
Yeah, you know, like, yeah, they would just be a bit positive to make sure that we got into a spot to give us a chance to win. Whereas this week we've got a nice soft draw in a race where there looks, you know, a bit of speed, so you know we can just be a little bit more patient on them.
Hebden is one that'll certainly sit up on the pace there in race six tomorrow.
Yeah, she's probably a bit better at six furlongs where she can roll along and dictate her tempo a bit, and probably a slight query at the grade. But unfortunately, once you've won midweek, the only place left for you to go now is the Saturday grade. And you know, like she's in good order. We've worked very well during the week, but, you know, probably just a little query at this level, you know.
I guess you don't have to do too much from the draw to get to where you expect the horse to be.
No, she just bang out and put herself on speed. She'll either box seat or lead, you know.
Mojave comes back first up tomorrow.
Yeah, very good horse at Rose Hill, very good horse on top of the ground. Look, he trialled particularly well last week.
Yeah.
We had him in a couple of weeks ago and it was wet, so we left him at home and gave him a trial. Although I thought he looks a nice race for him. I sort of toyed with the idea of sort of running him in the stakes race. But, you know, look, I think it's a nice race for him. He's probably a bit better at six furlongs than five and a half, so decided to run him there.
Okay, and just the way he's performed there, first up, he's in a similar sort of fitness level?
Oh, mate, he's nice and ready. Obviously, the extra trial and, you know, brought him on a bit, if anything, so I mean, no excuses fitness-wise.
Okay. Your Melbourne numbers, reasonably light, but what about this horse, Rolito, going around in race two over the three-year-old over the 1,200 following that win? Where was it? It was
Newcastle.
Yeah, it was Newcastle. Yeah, so you've done a bit of travelling with this horse.
Oh, she's always been sort of had her pegged in Melbourne. She raced in Melbourne earlier, and we just brought her up so I could have a bit of a look at her for a few months, and she won nicely, and you know, it looked a nice race for her at Melbourne, and looks to have drawn well at the Valley. She's got a beautiful run. She had a gallop at the Valley there on Tuesday morning. Sort of a nice, progressive little filly, and, yeah, really happy with her.
Unbreakable's another one there. Have your numbers sort of light off down in Melbourne, John?
Oh, no, we're doing a bit of renovations at the
stable.
Stable, mate. Right. So we've only got 25 boxes there at the moment.
Right.
So we've got half close. So we just had to sort of try and get the horses that are racing down there. And to be fair, it's just a bit difficult. You know, like, there's a bunch of horses there that are ready to race, but they're sort of, the only race is suitable sort of months between races.
Right.
So, you know, ideally, when the races are on, we're happy to run the horses.
What about Unbreakable?
Well, he won very well the other day, Andrew.
Yeah.
He put six on him and looks to have trained on nicely and to be better suited at the mile. So, yeah, I thought he was a really good chance. It's, you know, I think he's marked about 8-1 now, so he's give a good account of himself.
Yeah.
I sort of toyed with the idea of running him a stakes grade over the Carnival, but and just sort of give him a kill would be nice, and I'm sort of glad we did that.
Yeah, gee, the way he sort of just sprinted away from him, do you think he's got that turn of speed at the mile?
Oh, yeah, he'll be better suited at the mile than he was at 7 furlong.
Okay. I haven't got Canterbury, or yes, I have. I'm making my error, but have you got anything Canterbury or Cranbourne tonight?
Got a couple of nice horses in tonight. A nice horse called Cruishan in tonight, who won second up the other day by a good margin, and he's well placed. And some progressive horses, Stalwart, is well placed. You know, Cabalistic, probably one more run off his peak, but he's got a good barrier, and you know, up to 1900 would suit him better. So just got a nice hand tonight.
Okay. And how are the Stars, mate? Not obviously, they'd be sort of back in now, getting prepared for the autumn.
Yeah. We've got a five of them arrived on Tuesday, and another group arriving Tuesday coming up. We had a slight issue with contributor. He's got a foot problem. It's got a bit worse, so he's spending a bit of time at REC at the moment. But hopefully that's all coming right, and we'll have him home next week.
So obviously it developed a bit more than just a normal foot abscess, did it?
No, he ended up with a secondary infection. So yeah, he's a bit of a concern late last week that we might have something a bit worse, but seems to be responding well.
Okay. All right, good luck right over the weekend. Thanks for your time, John.
Cheers, Andrew.
Good on you, mate. John O'Shea. Let's welcome in Blake Shin. Yeah, that's right. I told you last week he was going to have a couple of weeks off, and Shinny, you've come back earlier, mate.
Well, not really, Andrew. I just decided...
You're like me, mate. You can't keep away from work.
I've been away 3 weeks, mate. That's enough.
Three, have you?
Yeah.
This is time does go quick.
So we'll reach in to get back. So it's good to be back, mate.
Righto, beautiful. Well, I was going to ask the question, what's brought you back?
What's brought me back?
Yeah, was there a horse today that's brought you back?
What's brought me back?
Which one?
Chris Waller.
Chris Waller, okay.
Yeah, he's brought me back. Riding for his team. We've got a big amount of rides for him on the weekend, and he asked me to come back. So when Australia's number one stable asks you to come and ride for him, well, it's pretty hard to say no.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's go through them. I'm going to start with a non-Chris Waller, but do you know much about the horse of Bede Murray's in the first, Rafa's Choice?
Not a great deal, Andrew, only the fact that I've watched his trial and his race at Kembla Grange where he showed abundance of speed, rode it, and had a really good kick. Him and Genito, you know, it was basically a two-horse race on that occasion, and he had the better of him on that day, or her on that day. Yeah. And, I suppose that this field is obviously a little bit stronger, but with natural improvement, I think that the horse should run well. He's an English horse, which there's a race coming up in a couple of weeks, and hopefully he can run well this tomorrow and get into that race in a couple of weeks' time.
Sacred Surfer comes from the Sacred Falls team. It's had the one run over in New Zealand going back to late October. It's come over to join the Chris Waller stable. You've got a slightly awkward draw here from 11 Deer. Have you learnt much about Sacred Surfer?
Look, I have. I've done a fair bit of homework on the horse. Ultra impressive horse. His win was pretty dominant at his first outing, and he came over here straight away, trialled very well. Barry's a bit of a concern, and I feel the field, he's got a fair bit of depth in it, a couple of scratchings out, so he do come in a couple. But, I think he's got a good future.
That's a good idea. I was really hoping you were going to say this was the horse that brought you back. Obviously, the two runs back have been really good. He's been sort of given a bit of a freshen up since mid-October, but we know how the quality is around the horse behind, you know, runs behind Terra Vista and Ball of Muscle and Target in Sight when it was up and going earlier in the year. The horse has got a lot of class.
He has got a lot of class. I'm delighted to pick up the ride on such a quality animal. As you say, the form lines are probably superior to any horse in the race. and he has to lump the big weight and concede a fair bit of weight to the rest.
Yeah.
But he's earned it in a field like this tomorrow. He's sort of not been knocking on the door for a win, and back in grade tomorrow. Let's hopefully we can get that for him.
Yeah, for sure. Peter and Paul had the option of running in Brisbane. They've decided to keep the horse here, I think mainly due to there was some prospect of some rain up there, but I think that gives us a lead too. I know they've got two in the race, but he's got some class. That's a good idea. Holy Delusions comes back first up tomorrow. Can normally be around the mark early in its preparation.
And I think some of her best runs are generally fresh. Hasn't won for a long time,
yeah.
But always not far away, Andrew, and I expect her to run well. Needs luck because of her racing pattern, but if we can give her a nice ride, she's going to settle back, probably relying on a bit of speed. But she, like you said, she's got not a bad record first up, and is probably one of the better horses in the race, but because of her racing pattern and whatnot, relying on a bit of luck. But she should run well, given her first up record.
Interesting timing for Chris to bring in the rumour file for its first ever run here. Raced in France. We can only read that the horse does like the dry tracks, and that's what we're going to get tomorrow. It's still sitting a good three there.
Yeah, that's right. And he is an interesting galloper, given his form. And I trialled him a couple of weeks ago and didn't mind the feel that he gave me. Wasn't sure what level of horses that he would be competing against, and he's coming up against some okay credentialed horses on Saturday. Whether it's a bit short for him, I'm not sure, but the feel he gave me, I expect him to run a nice race first up.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of interest in that one. Heart Test is another one that you've got for Chris Waller tomorrow in the Sky Thoroughbred Central Festival Stakes.
Yeah, the distance may be a little far for him,
right?
1500, but he's been running very well. But if I can give him a cozy run, he generally races on the speed. I've won on the horse before, I think over 1300 at Rose Hill. Lovely, honest horse, tries very hard. The only slight concern is probably the 1500, Andrew.
Okay. And the one and the last, well, the end of last preparation, not everything went right. I think you were on one of those, forgot the goss. It comes back to racing, and it's got very good fresh form as well.
He does, and he's not a bad horse on his day, mate. And he's got a great first-up record. I watched his trial at Canberra, and it was a pretty explosive trial.
Yeah.
People probably should go and have a look at it if they're looking at an interest in the race. It was a pretty dominant win on that occasion. And his last two runs, they were on wet tracks at the end of last prep. So you can put a line through him. He's back on a good track. He's drawn favourably. And, yeah, I think he can return to some good form tomorrow.
Mate, you've got rides in basically every race. Good to have you back. I won't ask you. I think it'd be unfair because there's a few there that are sort of first up or first starts here that we're going to learn a lot about tomorrow.
Yeah, that's correct. I'd probably say knowing my best rides, that's a good idea tomorrow.
Yeah.
But it's just great to be back. We kick off tonight at Canterbury, so it's good to be back riding at the weekend, and looking forward to heading into the millions, Andrew, riding Capitalist.
You're riding Capitalist there for Peter and Paul Snowden. That's a real big opportunity for you, mate.
It is, yeah. I rode the horse on Thursday morning, and such an exciting two-year-old. He just oozes class, and I think he's going to be a real force in whatever he runs in.
Mate, without putting you on the spot, have you got one for tonight for Canterbury for our listeners?
I think my best ride tonight's a horse called Aurora Glow, Star Thoroughbreds. She's been building up to a win nicely. She gets up to 1,500. Her only run at 1,500. She was desperately unlucky at Canterbury, and today looks a really winnable race for her.
Okay, Aurora Glow there for Chris Waller. That's race 3, number 5. Mate, good to have you back in our ranks. Coming off a freshen up. Good luck, mate.
Nice to chat to Andrew.
Good on you, Blake. Blake Shin joining us there. Let's go to Rex Lip. He's got Tinto lining up again in the Sky Thoroughbred Central Festival Stakes tomorrow. Good morning to you, Rex.
Good morning, Andrew.
How's the mare travel down?
No, travelled down excellent, mate. Very happy way she's travelled down.
Well, I hope she got a better run than what she did there first up at Durban. I reckon she may have been still looking for a runner about 200 metres after the line.
Yeah, no, look, she just couldn't get out, and, which impeded her chances of doing any good at all. But so I was very pleased the way she raced in that race. And we have to put it down as an unlucky run.
Then fitness levels have improved because of the run or with track work since?
Oh, look, her work's improved. She's lost a few kilos in weight and tightened up nicely. So everything's on track, Andrew. She's done well since the last start, and everything's going the right way for her.
Looks to be a stack of in the race, in no particular order. Talking with Paul Joyce, one of our form analysts, Ninth Legion, Red Excitement, Heart Tester, Fade On possibly first up, Slate On Edge, and Never Got a Vote, who's drawn 13, definitely goes forward, probably with Slate On Edge. So there looks to be good pace, and that might just help her with her where she's drawn.
Yeah, well, Andrew, you know, really, we want plenty of place on the race, and you know, all those horses that you have mentioned, they've all got pace, so hopefully they'll string it out a little bit, and we're going to have to ride her quiet. There's no good going forward on her because she just hasn't got the pace and then gets caught out wide. So we'll just sort of, at this stage, we'll just ride her quiet and see if she can get home over the top of them.
Yeah, understand. Any runners at Doomba tomorrow, Rex?
No, mate, no. A bit dry up in the camp at the moment.
All right. Well, let's hope this horse can step it up and win for you again for the McElpines and everyone else associated, mate. Good luck with Tinto tomorrow.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks a lot, Rex. Rex Lipp joining us from, he's here in Sydney from his Toowoomba base with Tinto, and Tim Clark takes the ride tomorrow. Kelly Sweet is online. Morning to you, Kelly.
Good morning, Andrew.
How's everything, mate? Are you? I only ask now because we had Warren Williams on about Eagle Farm a couple of weeks ago. Are you back there yet for track work?
Yeah, we're on like a three-quarter of the track at the moment by Horseshoe.
Yeah, okay. So obviously they're still doing that work over the tunnels, but at least you're doing some sort of track work there.
Yeah, and it's a pretty good surface that they're on. Yeah, no, we're getting through it slowly, but it's been a battle, but anyway.
Geez, having a look at that course proper with some photos, mate. I reckon everyone can't wait to get on it.
Yeah, no, it certainly looks good, mate.
Yeah, it does. Miss Covergirl lines up against the large Gollan team and the others tomorrow in the George Moore Stakes. How's she done since the run down here in Sydney?
Yeah, done really good. She's that type of filly. She had a couple of easy weeks after, or she didn't do anything, just at a quiet time after Sydney. It was just too long. Her main goal is one of them races, three races. She's eligible for those million-dollar races on Magic Million Day.
Right.
We give her a couple of weeks off, and she'll kick off this week.
And I guess every time I talk to her, I reckon every time I talk to you, you've drawn wide.
Yeah, thanks for that. Well, don't talk to me.
That sounds like me wife.
Yeah.
Go away. I don't want to talk to you. What do you do? Do you instantly go back? You've had a better look at the race than me.
Yeah, look, I mean, yeah, it's painful. But like in Sydney, The speed of the races seem to be a lot faster here than they are in Sydney. Every time I've gone down there, she's either led or box seat. I think she's better filly back off the speed, but I don't think this race sort of lets you do that. You know, yeah. There's only one or two with a bit of speed, and the rest of midfield, and there's a couple of back markers. And you go back too far, you know they're going to run home in sub 34, so yeah, mathematically it becomes impossible.
Yeah.
And, you know, she is a bit on the soft side, trying to peak and 5 or 6 weeks' time. So, yeah, no. If you could tell me where I was going to run, I'd probably be on the speed map, I'd probably be able to tell you.
Yeah, understand. So, listening to you, she's certainly got aims for January at the Gold Coast. So, she's certainly not wound up 100% tomorrow.
No, she's not. She's had one trial. Actually, she went better than too good in the trial. She pinged and led, which I don't normally like to look at, but she certainly trialed good.
Yeah.
Still a bit on it. She's not. She's, you know, she normally can put on a few pounds, which she does. But
yep.
She certainly looks good, and everything seems good with her. But I just can't imagine where I'm going to end up.
Yeah, understand, mate. If you don't run well tomorrow, I'll give you this promise. I won't ring you for the next start.
Thanks, mate. Thanks, buddy.
Good on you, Cal. Thanks mate. Cali Sweeter there joining us. I think every time I have spoken to him regarding horses, it's always drawn wide. Matt Dunn has texted me this morning. Madotti, who was in at Rosehill and Doomben, is running in Brisbane, so it will come out. I'll get some interim scratchings for you, or some scratchings prior to us finishing off. But race 3, number 9 at Rosehill tomorrow, Madotti will be running in Brisbane.